Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Sean Peel. Sean has spent 20 years in the retirement planning industry, where he finds great joy in helping clients protect their retirement assets while building their financial legacy for future generations. He is a national coach for the Retirement Shield program and has a wonderful new bestseller, The Retirement Shield, a foolproof plan to protect and preserve your retirement. Sean, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Vicki. Thank you so much for having us. It's an exciting time, so I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule.
Absolutely. So, Sean, you're doing wonderful things in the area of helping people plan their financial future, which is so important. Tell us a little bit more about your background and how you came to that as your passion and purpose in life.
Well, you know, it's interesting. About 20 years, I got started selling health insurance and helping self-employed and small groups really get the benefits that they needed for their business. And as I grew and matured and just learned a lot more about people and their money and the disconnect there, it seems to be that there's a very big lack of confidence when it comes to people and their money. And so, you know, just naturally, I took the progression. I've been in the insurance business for just over 20 years, and I'm passionate about making sure people understand their options and really know what their money's currently doing compared to what it might be doing.
Well, that's wonderful, and it really helps empower people and helps them feel, of course, more secure about their future and as you say, the future for their children and grandchildren. So you decided to share this wonderful information and the knowledge you've acquired over the years with people in a book all over the world. So tell us a little bit about how the book came about.
Well, you know, I think it's just years of putting together ideas and then finally having a message that really resonates. And it's a comprehensive message, meaning we're not just talking about one subject. We're talking about multiple subjects that you have to get correct in order to have the retirement that's peaceful, that's relaxing, allows you to do the things you've always wanted to do. And I believe retirement is a time for people to have their money pay them back. And you can't just take one piece of the puzzle, like Social Security, for instance, and get that correct and leave everything else out there. And then there's a lot of people that focus on a lot of other things, and then they'll leave Social Security. So there's 4 to 5 major parts in the book that you really do have to get correct. And I wanted to make sure that if we ever wrote a book, that we covered all the major topics. Because like you said, when people are confident with the plan or confident with their money, it's a very empowering thing. And there's enough craziness and stress nowadays in life, especially in 2020, where retirement should be a time to relax, enjoy it. You know, you've worked really hard to get to that point. And I think the book is something, this, you know, an extra tool that they'll have to help them get that aligned correctly.
Oh, that's wonderful, Sean. So tell us a little bit about the mistakes you see that are most prevalent that people make in regards to their retirement.
I just think there's a big lack of information out there. I think that people do not realize that where they're getting a lot of their information, there's an agenda, right? So, for instance, choose an example of, like, say, a big bank. You know, the big bank has an agenda. They're pushing their agenda. If you turn on any news outlet nowadays, they're pushing their agenda. So I think people just have to be comfortable in what they want their plan to look like. It's their money. No one cares more about it than them. And then we have to get the pieces to the puzzle correct so that then that plan can actually take place. So I just think it's a lack of knowledge, which when you don't do this all day, every day, that piece will always be there. But I just think most people because they're fearful of the money and they haven't had to spend it. Most baby boomers are really good savers. When it comes to spending it or how to use it, there's a disconnect there. So I always kind of use the story of climbing Mount Everest, for example, right? It's a mindset. It's a shift, because climbing Mount Everest, you want to be in the best shape. You want the best Sherpa. You want the best equipment. It's a lot like 30 or 40 years of saving for retirement. You're saving as much as you can. You're doing everything that they tell you you need to do. And then you summit Mount Everest, and you're thrilled. And you're like, okay, I don't need any help coming down the mountain. Well, there's more deaths coming down the mountain of Mount Everest than there are climbing it. They say that a climber will sit down and not have enough energy to get up. It's a lot like retirement. If you spend that money too fast, or if there's fees or volatility to eat that money up, or if taxes arise and there's not a plan, that deaccumulation plan is more important than climbing the mountain, so to speak. So it was great that the baby boomers have saved all this money, but now how do we use it? How do we protect it? And what do we do to make sure that we don't run out of money? Because right now, it's 91% of Americans have a fear, retirees, of running out of money. So, and most are going to have enough money if it's just positioned correctly.
I love the analogy, number one, of Mount Everest, because you don't always think of it that way, that the coming down part of it can be harder than the going up, you know, so that's a wonderful analogy. And I was just wondering, if you were to give someone a tip, just so we can get a little insight into your book, because I know it's chock full with all kinds of really wonderful recommendations that are easy to understand, and people really need to get the book to have a full understanding, but is there a tip that you could share with everyone now that would help them along their way, either to retirement or during retirement?
I think one of the biggest things people need to be looking at and looking for and asking questions about is what current tax planning is being done with their money. What do they have in place right now so that if taxes go up over the next 10 or 15 years, or when they just change the age to required minimum distributions to age 72, if they increase the amount you have to take out, and then their plan is to increase taxation, what plan do people have in place to protect them from spending more than they need to on taxes?
That's a really, really good point. And sometimes I think we all underestimate the importance of that. That's really important. So what would you be looking at as perhaps a legacy? If you were looking at the work you've done so far, and of course the work you have planned for the future, and more than anything, your new bestseller, The Retirement Show, The Foolproof Plan to Protect and Preserve Your Retirement. Looking at all of that, what would a legacy look like for you that you'd like to leave behind to the world?
Well, I think that both myself and my team, I mean, I didn't do this on my own, right? And we don't handle the business on our own. We have an amazing team. I think that we always say we're more passionate about the relationship and we care more about that than we do the zeros. I think at the end of the day, it shouldn't matter how much money you have. Everybody should be getting the same advice or pointed in the same direction. And I think that when people deal with me or they deal with our firm or they deal with anybody on my team, I just want them to know how incredibly important that is, because so many times we hear from clients, well, they said this or they said that, and you can tell that those people were not given the time of day. They were not given the same respect and time that maybe someone with $2 million might get. And so my biggest thing is, if you come in contact with Sean Peel as an advisor or as a client, I just want you to know you're going to get my time. I mean, part of coaching and training advisors all over the country is just making sure they understand how important it is to help people. Because at the end of the day, this is a platform. This is an opportunity to serve others. And instead of leading with our ego, let's just lead with a servant heart and really take that perspective and be humble, right? You get asked a lot of crazy questions and people say, oh, that's a dumb question. No, there's no dumb questions when it comes to helping someone understand what they need to know about their money and their retirement.
Oh, that's such a beautiful, beautiful way of looking at things. And again, it really empowers people to be able to know that they've sought out the right people for the information that they need so vitally for their retirement. And the quality of their retirement is really what you're focused on. So that's so wonderful. I know, Sean, that they can find your book, The Retirement Shield, A Foolproof Plan to Protect and Preserve Your Retirement on Amazon. But if they would want to contact you through a website, is there one that they could go to?
Yes, ma'am. It's retirementplusnw.com. So retirementplusnw.com.
Well, Sean, thank you so much for the great work you're doing and all the contributions you're making and for the graciousness of giving us your time and wisdom today.
Oh, thank you, Vicki. Have a wonderful day and really appreciate your time.
Thank you. And for those of you out there that would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's MYBOOK, MYBIZ.com. And everyone have a fabulous week.